Morning, everyone. Today is the 16th of October, 2019. Well, welcome aboard Facebook. Glad to have you with us this morning. And welcome aboard YouTube as well. We're told in Scripture that by the sweat of thy brow, you know, I was talking to a lady yesterday in a convenience store, and she was an older lady, and good morning, Howard Jett. Good to see you this morning. And anyway, I was asking her if she knew what it meant to be retired. And she said, what does it mean? I said, it means to be tired all over again. Well, you know, we're told in God's word that because of the fall of Adam and Eve, we were given a curse, and we would have thorns and thistles, and by the sweat of our brow we would eat. Another scripture tells us to go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider his ways. A number of years ago, I invested in some rental properties, and I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And Rosette and Mark and I all worked on those rental properties for about 3 years, getting them up and renting them all out and everything. And then over the years, we've tried to keep them up as best we can. As we get older, I'm not able to work like I used to. And good morning, Jeff Swayze. Good to see you. And so because I'm unable to work like I used to, because I have really bad arthritis in my hip, I have to find other people to do some of the work. And I'm amazed in this day and time, people do not want to work. I mean, young people. They want to sleep till 11 o'clock in the morning. And then they want to spend half the night up playing video games, but they don't want to work. I had a tenant one time, and she had a son, and he had a T-shirt. And the T-shirt said, my life. Then it said, get up in the morning, have breakfast, play video games, have lunch, play video games, have supper, play video games, go to sleep, do it all over again the next day. Yes, that's exactly what his T-shirt said. Well, maybe not exactly. But that was the gist of it. Why is it that people don't want to work today? Well, it's a form of rebellion against God. We're told not to be slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, Romans 12:11. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest, Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatsoever ye do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. One of my tenants recently was diagnosed with something in his back that I think it's a slip disc or something that is very, very, it's actually touching his spinal cord. And it's disabled him. And we're trying to work through that situation with him. But he is so precarious, they don't even know if they're going to be able to do surgery or not. Well, you know, that's why we never know when we're not going to be able to work. And so we must work while we can work. We're so thankful. Rosette, Mark, and myself, we're so thankful that God gave us the strength at one time to be able to work on all those properties and get them up. You know, we had to do a lot of plumbing, a lot of painting, a lot of work on the roofs. We had to do a lot of carpeting, putting in appliances, running water pipes above the floors so they wouldn't freeze. But, you know, if we hadn't done all of that, we would be in a world of hurt today. Well, we are also to give diligence to make our calling and election sure. You know, we desire that every one of you do the show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that you be not slothful, but followers them who through faith and patience inherit the promise, so run that you may obtain. What was it that the Apostle Paul said? He said, I have kept the faith. He says, I have finished the course. Well, we are running a race. And, of course, we know that God has ordained all things that happen in our lives. We believe in the total sovereignty of God over all things. But we also have been given certain commands in the Bible. The Bible says if a man does not work, he won't eat. And also we are given the command in the Bible to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. So much of today, so-called Christianity is really nothing more than a social club amongst people. And I was looking at someone's website recently, a church website. It said on the website, we're an independent Baptist church. We are not affiliated with any denomination. Problem is, they were advertising a conference that they had in September, and two of the ministers there were from Southern Baptist churches. I find that really interesting. We're not affiliated with any denomination, but you have a conference, and then two of the ministers are from Southern Baptist churches. Well, you know, a lot of people talk about church polity and proper church rulers and church elders and all of that. But, you know, I've come to the conclusion in this day and time, and a lot of people have accused me of throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and maybe I have. But the problem is that with all of this preoccupation with church polity and church rulers and elders and deacons and all that, oftentimes the people that are in those positions are affiliated with Southern Baptist churches, with a lot of doctrines that are totally antithetical. You know, whether it's those who are upholding the doctrines of free will, they say, we haven't removed ourselves from the Southern Baptist Church, but we don't uphold what they believe. Well, why do you hold on to their name? Is my question. You know, problem is in our society today, this idea of ordination is often tied to some cemetery. You have to go to some cemetery to get your death certificate to be able to be ordained in some church. God's the one who ordains and calls us out. Paul said, I conferred not with flesh and blood. I'm glad I didn't confer with flesh and blood. A lot of flesh and blood have tried to get me to shut down. Take your sermons down off of sermon audio. You're not properly ordained. If I'd listened to all of those people over the years, I would be dependent upon men and not upon God. My dependence is on God who called me. And Paul said, I conferred not with flesh and blood. A lot of people have to have flesh and blood's acceptance in this world. They have to go to conferences. They have to be validated by other people. They have to make sure they have their... A friend of mine, he jokes around about the Southern Baptists. He said, they have one qualification, you know. If you're going to be a good member of the Southern Baptist Convention, and it's called BAD, B-A-D, bring a dish, bring a dish. Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with fellowship. There's nothing wrong with associating with those of like faith. But if we say we believe one thing and then associate with those of the denominations of something totally contrary to what we say we believe, you know, Scripture says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And what it says? And so I, a number of years ago, came to the conclusion that I could not answer to all of these different entities out there. You know, synods and sessions, creeds and confessions. My answer has to be according to the word of God and the dictates of my conscience that God has shown me. You know, and God reveals to me the truth. I'm not saying that God can't reveal the truth through other people. Yes, he can. But my conscience has to be, first of all, clear before God and not man. You know, and so that's kind of what's been on my mind this morning. And so I bear witness of Jesus Christ. I don't bear witness of myself. Of myself, I can do nothing. You know, my witness is of Christ and what he said and his doctrine. And I think a lot of these so-called churches, that's the problem. A lot of people have a total misunderstanding of the church. They think the church is some man-made religion, organized religion. Things just certain ways, and if you don't follow the constructs of the way these religions have been set up, then you're not a part of the local assembly, the called out ones, the ecclesia. Well, as our society becomes more fragmented, I think we're going to find that the true bride of Christ, the church of Christ, not the organized Church of Christ with the Church of Christ over the door or on a sign, but the true bride of Christ, those who have been blood-bought, are going to be probably not going to have signs out in front of their door. And they're not going to be saying, welcome everyone. Because I do not welcome people involved in perversion and a perverse lifestyle. Would you have someone who's involved in homosexuality get up and preach and teach? I hope not. The day is coming when it's going to be mandated. If you're a public church, you'll do it or you'll be charged with a hate crime and discrimination. And so, you know, why is it in Red China most of the churches are underground? You know, because the government has mandated that they subscribe to their prescribed laws, which are primarily atheist, against God and against His Word. You know, they're trying to make the New Testament portions of the Bible now considered as hate speech. So anyway, that's why I have probably a different definition of the church than a lot of people out there. We're living in times where our relationship is between ourselves and our Lord, not between our government and our Lord. Our government is vile. Our government is, yes, it's ordained of God. God has so allowed it. I believe it's judgment upon this country. But at the same time, you know, this whole thing on Romans 11, be subject to the higher powers, let's not forget there's no power but God. And we're never to subscribe to evil government. We're to take a stand against evil government. Well, I didn't mean to get off on a tirade this morning. That's some of my thoughts that I've had. May the good Lord be with you. Welcome aboard, Wayne Parks. I hope that our thoughts are not directed toward this world, but toward the world to come. We're pilgrims and strangers on this earth. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels will beckon me through heaven's open door. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. If you feel at home down here in this world, there's something wrong. There's a big contrast between light and darkness. The sun brings light to our world and brightens our path and gives us heat. The Son of God gives us spiritual light to our soul to make our path a joyful retreat. Darkness in the middle of the night is absent of any light. Satan is full of darkness and leaves the sinner with his plight. The sunshine gives our plants and flowers life anew. The Son of God does the same thing to our spirits too. Darkness brings the chill and hides our view. Satan in kingdom does the same thing too. Welcome aboard, Troy Scarborough. The sun always comes up after the storm to take away the darkness, keeping us from harm. The Son of God has shined His light into our hearts and gives us peace that passeth understanding, never to depart. So let us put off the hurtful ways of darkness and let us subscribe to the light of Jesus Christ and realize we don't have to be a part of organized religion. We don't have to be a part of a denomination. We don't have to go to conferences. You know, it's fine if you want to go to conferences. You want to fellowship with other people. But the more I experience, my own experience is that generally when you get among a number of people, a friend of mine says, you know, I ask him, he lives up on top of a mountain in California, not too far from Bakersfield, California. And I said, have you been down to Bakersfield lately? And he goes, I don't like to go down there. I said, why is that? He said, the more people, the more sin. Have you ever thought about that? Now, I know people say, Larry's one of these reclusive types. He's monastic. He's just like he's in a monastery. No. But we are told, come out from the world and be separate, saith the Lord. If you go to the conferences to talk about who your favorite sports team is and who your favorite baseball, basketball, and football team is, and where you, what your alma mater was it be, and talk about your family reunions and the upcoming holidays and everything else. That's, I'm not interested in that. Okay, I'm not interested in that. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many there be that find it. Narrow is the way that leads to life eternal, and few be that find that. And the only way we'll find it is if we've been chosen in Him from the foundation of the world. So anyway, that's kind of my thoughts this morning. May the good Lord bless you. Bert Benjamin Gershon, good to have you with us as well. I hope you all have a blessed day in the Lord. And yes, it's time to wake up and smell the coffee. God bless.